Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. As we enter the season of Advent, we enter a season of expectation. So it's only appropriate that during these midweek services, we consider two expecting mothers. Elizabeth expecting John the Baptist, and of course Mary expecting Jesus. And we're going to look at this event in the life of these two women as they come together and they have this meeting together, which is known to us in the church as the visitation. And so tonight and next week, we're going to look at the visitation, and we're going to see all the amazing things that happen surrounding this amazing event. In the visitation, we see something amazing happen. We see that the unborn baby, John the Baptist, in his mother's womb, leaps for joy in the presence of the unborn baby, Jesus, who's in his mother's womb, as Mary and Jesus enter Elizabeth's house. And we also hear some amazing things that are said. Elizabeth experiences the Holy Spirit coming on her, and she has this reaction, and she has this incredible testimony about Mary and about Jesus. And then Mary herself sings a song, which is known in the church as the Magnificat. Well, we'll look at the Magnificat next week, but tonight I want us to look at Elizabeth and her reaction to Mary and Jesus coming to her house at the visitation. But before we look at the visitation, we need to back up a little bit and get a little background as to what has happened up to this point. All of this takes place in the first chapter of Luke. And if you go back a few verses, an angel appeared to a priest as he was performing his duties in the temple. That priest's name is Zechariah. Zechariah is the father of John the Baptist. The angel Gabriel tells Zechariah that his wife Elizabeth is going to have a baby. And Zechariah doesn't believe a word of it. And the reason it's so hard for him to believe is because his wife Elizabeth is well past childbearing years at this point. And in his mind, this would be impossible. So he doubts the words of the angel Gabriel. And for that, he is struck mute. He can't say a word until his son John is born. Punishment for Zechariah, maybe not so much for Elizabeth. But then the angel Gabriel, after that, goes to another young woman who is pledged to be married, a virgin, and of course that's Mary, and Gabriel announces to Mary that her cousin Elizabeth, who was beyond childbearing years, is now with child, and then she also tells Mary that Mary will also conceive by the Holy Spirit and give birth to the Savior of the world. And so Mary receives all this news. It's almost too much to take in. And so we see in the next thing Mary does is the very first verse of the gospel reading this evening, where it says, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country to a town in Judah, and she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. So we see here two women coming together, and they have a lot in common. First of all, they're related. They're cousins. We also know that these two women are both with child. And not only are they both with child, not only are they both expecting, but they are both with child miraculously. One because she is beyond childbearing years, and the other because she is, in fact, a virgin. And so the fact that either of these women is pregnant is a miracle. And so they come together, and one more thing they have in common is they have two very unusual babies, right? One is the prophet, the forerunner of the Messiah, and the other one is the Messiah himself. And so they come together. And when they come together at the visitation, it's just an explosion of joy. These women are absolutely hysterical and beside themselves with joy at what has happened to each of them. And as soon as Mary enters the house and greets Elizabeth, Luke tells us Elizabeth is filled with the Holy Spirit. And after she's filled with the Holy Spirit, as she hears the greeting of Mary, she shouts. She shouts, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear." And then she says, "But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" The Holy Spirit reveals something absolutely amazing to Elizabeth. She calls Mary the mother of her Lord. Now, this is something we might take for granted today because we know Jesus is our Lord and Mary is the mother of Jesus. But look at this from Elizabeth's perspective. I mean, she is a devout follower of Yahweh, the God of the Israelites. And she knows where God is to be found. He promises to meet his people in the temple. In fact, her husband is a priest who performs the duties of the priest in the temple. So she knows that God is in the temple. But when Mary comes into her house, Elizabeth calls Mary the mother of her Lord. And so by calling Mary the mother of her Lord, she's calling the baby in Mary's womb her Lord, the exalted title that is reserved only for Yahweh. What is so amazing about this is that what Elizabeth recognizes when Mary enters her house is that the temple of the Lord has entered her house. Because for 9 months, Mary's womb was the temple of the Lord. As Jesus, as God in the flesh, was developing as a baby in her womb. Think about how incredible that is, that Elizabeth could recognize this, that in Mary's womb is God in the flesh. This could only be something she could recognize because of the Holy Spirit. And what we see here is what she's able to see only by the Holy Spirit, we too are only able to see by the Holy Spirit. We can only celebrate Christmas and truly understand the reason for the season because of the Holy Spirit. Because of the Holy Spirit, we know Jesus is God in the flesh, that he is Emmanuel, God with us. It's because of the Holy Spirit, we know that in Mary's womb is God. And so Elizabeth recognizes, because of the Holy Spirit has come upon her, she recognizes that what Mary is carrying in her womb is God in the flesh. And this visitation just humbles her, that the mother of her Lord would come into her house. And notice then what else Elizabeth does. Keep in mind what's going on in Elizabeth's life right now. Elizabeth is expecting a baby, and miraculously so. She was beyond childbearing years, yet here it is. She's expecting a baby. And what does Elizabeth do when Mary comes into her home? Whose baby gets all the attention? It's not Elizabeth's baby. It's Mary's baby. Elizabeth has been waiting for a long time to have a baby. She probably got to the point where she had given up on ever having a baby. When she was found to be pregnant, she even says, "In these days, the Lord has shown his favor and taken away my disgrace among people." She was ashamed that she couldn't have a child. This is something that had been bothering her entire adult life. And now the Lord has given her a son. But as soon as Mary comes in, all the attention is on Mary's unborn child. Elizabeth says, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" Here at this moment, when the Holy Spirit comes upon her, Elizabeth puts the child in Mary's womb above the child in her own womb. She confesses that the little baby in Mary's womb is her Lord. Immediately she puts Jesus over her own child as the source of her joy. Elizabeth is filled with joy at this moment. But she's not the only one. We're also told, Luke tells us, when Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb. And then Elizabeth says to Mary, as soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. John the Baptist leaped for joy in Elizabeth's womb when he was in the presence of Jesus, who was still in the womb of Mary. Later on in his adult life, John the Baptist was a very charismatic person, and people even thought perhaps he was the Messiah that they'd been waiting for. But he spent his whole ministry pointing people to Jesus as the Messiah. He was always pointing people to Jesus. He was constantly giving honor to Jesus. And when Jesus' ministry began, John said, he must increase, I must decrease. John found his joy in Jesus. At this time of year, as we anticipate Christmas, we can get so wrapped up in all of the trappings and all the things and the events and all that we look forward to each year as we come to Christmas that it can be easy for us to lose sight of where we find our joy. We start to try to conjure up that Christmas spirit to get into the mood and find our joy in that, listening to Christmas music on the radio and singing Christmas carols. We find our joy in anticipating the gifts we're going to receive at Christmas. We find our joy in knowing that there's a break coming around the corner. If we're in school, we can take some time off, or even from work, just break from our routine and be with family and friends. And we anticipate that as our joy. And we lose sight of the true joy of Christmas. At Christmas, as we anticipate, we're anticipating Jesus coming as a baby. He is our joy. Why do we eagerly await our Lord coming to us as a baby in a manger? Why does that bring us such joy? It's because this baby born at Christmas was born for you and me. He came into this world to save sinners like you and me, because we needed him to come. He came as a helpless baby. He came vulnerable. He came in human flesh so that he could be our substitute, and he could actually die for us, so that God could die for us in the person of Jesus Christ. And he did that so that we could be forgiven, so that we could experience the joy of forgiveness, the joy of freedom from guilt, the joy of being reconciled to our God, and the joy of being in his presence forever, and the joy of the hope of knowing that we will be with him for eternity. And the joy of knowing that we are his children today. Elizabeth teaches us how we should respond to Jesus. How we need to put him above everything else and recognize that true joy is found in him. This Advent season, as we anticipate our Savior who comes to us in a manger, we rejoice because he came for you and me. We celebrate that Jesus came into this world to be our Savior. And as his fallen people in this world, we take joy that he is coming back for us. We take joy in knowing that our future is secure. But we don't have to wait to have that joy. We don't have to wait till Christmas. We don't have to wait until Jesus returns. Elizabeth shows us that we can have that joy today. She shouted for joy as the Holy Spirit came upon her and pointed her to Jesus. And that same Holy Spirit who came upon Elizabeth comes to each one of us in our baptism, and he points us to Jesus so that we can have joy today. Elizabeth was never the same after the visitation. The Lord, who was only to be found in the temple, had entered her home so that she could experience joy. Do you have that joy this Advent season? Just look to Elizabeth. The same Savior who came into her home comes into each one of our homes. He resides with his people today as our Emmanuel, God with us. May the Holy Spirit stir up our hearts this Advent season to receive with joy the one who came into this world to bring us salvation. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. I invite you to